Hey everybody, welcome to E3 2014. I am your host, Wombat, and I am joined, of course, always by my illustrious co-hosts and dear, dear friends, the couch and the chair from the JW Marriott. No, I am joined by GPD.
You don't really care for the couch and the chair that much.
And Shipwreck.
Hello. This is my couch and chair.
It is true. We are in Shipwreck's room.
We're in my room because we're overlooking the beautiful Nokia Theater, where Nintendo, of course, used to hold their press conference.
Yes. But not anymore. Now we get to watch it just like everybody else via Nintendo Direct. And we're going to run down what we thought of the event. So thank you, Cheapy, for being my tripod while we...
Right. You were coming in a little hot, I think, on the audio side, so...
Well, I want everyone to know that we're vibrant and awake here in Los Angeles. Yeah. Sunny, beautiful downtown LA.
So we just watched the Nintendo Direct stream, and I don't know, do we
Amiibo.
Have a... Amiibo. That's
Amiibo.
The big...
Yeah.
Is it Amiibo? Not Amigo, right? Amiibo with a B?
With a
Amiibo.
B.
Amiibo.
Two eyes and a B.
Yeah, it's got action figures. It's Skyland
toes. They're not action figures.
Oh, I'm sorry. In action figures. In-action figures.
Unaction figures.
Unaction.
Yes. Like they're unpress conference.
They're like Smurfs.
They're Skylanders across multiple games. I mean, we knew about them before. Now they've shown us that they indeed made a Wii Fit trainer figure.
Yeah, so what do you do? I mean, I'm...
Who's going to buy that one?
No one.
Even I, like...
Someone who has to have all of them, but it will be your last one that you buy. That's the... They're on sale for buy one, get one half off, and you have them all except for two, and one of them is Wii Fit Trainer.
Right.
The other one is Kid Icarus.
So they showed how it worked in Smash Brothers, where you leveled up your character, and you could assign points or whatever to different moves. And then you could fight against them or have them fight each other, like, without you controlling
computer,
them.
The computer controls.
Yeah, so...
I don't understand it. It's not like you can't use a character in the game because you don't have the figure. You don't need the figure to use the character in Smash Brothers, right?
Right. This is just something extra. It's kind of a neat... I mean, it's a collection thing. It's... Mm-hmm. You can... Do your little RPG elements to it. I understand the appeal of it.
And I do like the fact that it's multiple figures, that it's the same figures over multiple games. I think that's kind of a novel, you know, a different approach to this style of game, the toy game genre.
I mean, it's smart for them because the people who are into Smash Brothers are really into it, right? I mean, these games don't come along very often. So these people are probably willing to spend quite a bit of money on this game that only comes out every few years. It's a good way, instead of having like a collector's edition, to try to suck $150 out of somebody on a single game, to do that without having that collector's edition.
Well, and then of course the whole thing is that since it works across multiple games, it encourages you to buy the other games.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, these work with my figures.
It's sort of self-fulfilling.
Yeah, that's the goal of it.
It would be nice if it kind of worked in a way where multiple games for the same character unlock things in other games, too. Like, really cross-pollinate. Like, if you have Mario Kart and you use your Mario figure, and then you use that same Mario figure into Smash Brothers, it unlocks, like, I don't know, he starts off with a shell or something.
Well, I think that's probably what they're... their goal is.
Well, that might be their goal, but they didn't say it.
Well, we couldn't tell if they said it or not because it was cutting out like crazy our stream was. But they went on, they showed the new Yarn duo of games.
Yarn is the new hotness, right? The other press conferences, it was about decapitations and stabbings. And
grappling hooks. Now it's about Yarn, which is kind of like a grappling hook in this game.
For grandma.
Grandma's grappling hook.
So, yeah, they showed a lot of Yoshi's Woolly World, formerly known as Yoshi's Yarn.
I was stretching my scapula while we were watching that.
Yes, and then they showed the new Kirby Rainbow Curse, which also involved Yarn. Okay, they look fun.
It's not going to get me to buy a Wii U, but maybe somebody else. And they also showed Captain Toad. Did you mention that?
No, we haven't talked about it yet.
Okay.
It was hard to get a... It looked like a puzzle platformer type of thing. Kind of hard to get a grasp on
what... Our stream kept dying.
Yeah, on what it was exactly. It does use the figures in some form. Wombat, stop fiddling with my stuff.
Stop, Wombat.
And they then showed, what did they show next? They showed some of Pokemon. They showed Legend of Zelda. Open world Legend of Zelda.
Zelda Skyrim. Maybe.
Well, it's good. Yeah. It's time.
Yeah, it looks nice. It looks good. I'm excited for it. I mean, maybe that's what gets me to buy a Wii U in holiday 2015. Right? Is that probably when that's coming out?
Well, they didn't show very much of it, so that's usually telling.
Yeah. It's hard to say from the glimpses that we got today how great it's going to be, but, I'm a sucker for a Zelda game.
He made the right grunting noise. Mm-hmm. And then they showed the Zelda Hyrule Warriors game.
Right. I tuned out during that.
Finally,
part.
Shipwreck's dream of playing as Midna will be a reality.
They at least are very much trying to pump as many Nintendo characters into everything as possible. Mm-hmm. And they showed that with Bayonetta 2 as well, mm-hmm. which is really weird to see Bayonetta dressed up.
Is it weird that the first that Samus is going to be in a dress-up character in Bayonetta 2 and yet there's no Metroid game on the Wii U yet? Like,
that's not the weird thing. The weird thing is Bayonetta dressed up in a sexy Princess Peach outfit. It's just kind of Vicky.
Hey, we got to sell some Wii U's, dude. If we got to put our characters in sexy outfits that we would normally not do that with, we got to move some units.
With the reveal at the very end of their press conference with, Kid Icarus Lady, where they did the anime version of her and they had to show her thigh and then her breasts on the screen.
Just in case you forgot you were watching a Japanese animation.
And just in case you didn't know, when Shipwreck was saying that, he was showing us his thigh and his breasts.
He rubbed his chesticles together.
Right. But, okay. And then they...
What else we got here?
What else did they show?
They showed the Squid Game, Splatoon.
Oh, you're right. I can't believe I
forgot that. How could you forget that?
They showed more of that than Zelda.
Look, when a man is a man, he can use a gun that shoots ink. And when a man is a squid, he can swim underground. It's very simple, the concept.
100,000 units, if they're lucky. If they're really lucky, they're going to sell 100,000.
It looks cute. I mean, it's nice to see something new from Nintendo and something different and to see them try. It's a game that isn't out yet. We don't know when it's coming out. It could, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. It's Nintendo. It's a new IP. Let's see what the finished product is like. And I'll hope for the best.
Okay. Keep hoping. What else? They also showed, did you say Mario Maker?
No, we all kind of knew that was coming.
So it's a Wii U game. We weren't sure, right, if it was Wii U before?
Right.
But now we are sure?
Pretty sure it's a Wii U game, yeah, based upon...
That would be a cool... Don't you think that would be a cool 3DS game?
They didn't show much for the 3DS at all. It makes me... it makes me think that the thing that I said a few months back, where maybe the big problem for the Wii U selling is that they've been releasing too many great games on the 3DS...
So they need to focus, right?
Yeah, so they might be shifting their strategy away from the 3DS for a little while to focus on the Wii U and see if it makes a difference. I don't know if I approve of that strategy as a 3DS owner, but...
You can understand it.
Yes.
And...
They showed a little bit as the new Xenoblade. It got delayed to 2015, but I liked the first Xenoblade. Watching that trailer, I thought it was pretty ridiculous because all of the talking and everything was really bad. But it's probably a good game.
All right. So that pretty much it for Nintendo?
Yeah, we're going to have this audio boo animated by the Robot Chicken guys, though.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hope we can get a good deal on that. So today's the first day of the actual show, and it hasn't actually started yet, but soon. So we have our first appointment coming up in about 2 hours. And we're going to check out Eve Valkyrie, the Oculus Rift dogfighting game. So,
second year.
But I'm pretty excited for that, actually. So we'll get back to you soon with more audio booze. Bye.
Bye.